BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's best bits then. An incredible return to Innuendo Bingo with Dev. We've not played the game for a month, so it's a wet one. I get to play Real or No Real in the absence of Charlie Sloth and a listener who thinks she's found the world's oldest photo bomb.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, here we are then, back in our normal home. Feels like I've not been in this time slot for ages properly.
I like it though.
It's comfortable, isn't it?
It's nice and normal and a happy place.
Everyone's awake.
Not that it wasn't in the other place we were.
Right, making it worse.
No, I just mean it's nice to be back at 1 o'clock.
Sucker Waves and Fossils and also Run Away With Me, 80s vibes from Carly Rae Jepsen. So, yes, we have some delights for you this afternoon, including Dev playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. We haven't done bingo for a month. They're not the old sheets, are they? Are they brand new? Oh, they're not new.
I can't believe it's been a month without Innuendo Bingo. That's a drought.
I know.
For us.
It's never been drier. But we'll see to that at 1:45 with Dev. Went to Reading at the weekend, did you?
Yeah, I had a really good time, although my brother has landed me in it.
Right, has he made a beast of himself?
Yeah, so I brought my little brother along, and he was having a lovely time. And
when you say little, it makes him sound like he's 5. He's like early 20s.
Managed to blag him into... there's this little guest area bit, right, which you can go to, which just has some... All there is there is some extra toilets.
Right, okay.
And there's a bar there. Yeah, I managed to get in. Not only that, I managed to get my little brother in as well.
Incredible blagging skills.
So anyway, there's various famouses around the place as well. You can kind of spot them and see what they're up to. Some of them are having a dance. Some of them are just looking cool.
God, you've changed.
Socialising.
Guest area.
Like, that was the crowd I was mixing with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so my little brother wanted to go have a picture from someone in Made in Chelsea called Phoebe.
Right.
This
is going to go really wrong. I'm cringing already.
So I was like, go on then, go over, get a picture. I'm sure she won't mind. Anyway, so he goes over and comes back and says, oh, she won't have a photo with me.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, that's a bit harsh. What's going on there? So I was going to go over and say...
What are you going to do? Sort it out?
Yeah, we'll just say, like, why won't you have a photo of my little brother? What's going on there?
Leave this with me. What are you doing, Phoebe?
Anyway, so just as I'm about to go over and have a word... He's like, yeah. Thing is, she's really nice on TV. She's called Jess. And I was like, hang on a minute. No, that's Phoebe.
Oh.
And so what's happened, and I can completely see why she wouldn't have a photo with him now, is he's gone over and called her Jess.
Hi, Jess. Can I have a photo? And she's like, that's not my name.
No, and not only that, she's the love rival on the show. It's like going up to Jennifer Aniston and saying, hello, Angelina Jolie. It's exactly the same as
can
that.
Can I just say it's really not like that at all?
In Made in Chelsea terms, it is.
Sure, okay.
So he's gone up to the rival and called her that. So if anything, it's massively insulting. Kind of glad I didn't go over. Also, just want to apologise to her for my little brother at Reading.
Right, okay. So he never got that photo in the end?
No.
Because he called her the wrong name. Well, so well done to him. Okay, bingo coming up. Loads of people are keen for it. That's at 1:45 today. Dev is playing along.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are getting quite confused and think today is relationship transfer deadline day. That's not a thing that's happening today. That's over Christmas and New Year where we do relationship transfer deadline day. But there is some kind of other transfer deadline day going on today, I believe. I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Devilar.
Right
there.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, we got a really good weekend. Was up at Creamfields for a bit, doing a bit of work. There's this fantastic moment, right, where they put me up in a scissor lift. So I was like many metres above the ground, so you get a sort of aerial view of the festival.
Awesome.
Sorry, is that the same as a cherry picker?
It's more or less the same, yeah. Just a little bit more stable. And you can sort of see everything, you see all the DJs, see all the crowds. And my highlight moment was looking down 30 seconds before I had to do a little bit to camera, was looking down and seeing a girl try and make herself sick in the field. And her mate was behind her holding her hair back. And I was like, that is a real
friend
right there.
Absolutely. Any person that holds your hair back, and I know many people have done it for me loads of times, you are a true friend.
Yeah. Yeah, big up all the true friends.
Yeah. So were you DJing there as well?
No. Literally just like interviewing loads of DJs, people like Oliver Heldens and Tiesto, and yeah, just like doing bits for the channel. And then when I could, running off and seeing some DJs as well. It was really good.
Dev, though, is a fantastic live DJ.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
You are. You are.
I try.
Yeah.
Are you playing footsie with me under the table?
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, sorry, I didn't realise it was your foot. No, honestly, because I was sort of... Yeah, okay, I didn't realise that was your foot.
Not me. I mean, I had to have incredibly long legs.
I've been doing that for about a minute.
Yeah, yeah,
I thought it was a chair leg, and I've been rubbing it.
Is footsie a bit who?
Also, well done to... Are you okay today, Chris? What have you just tweeted, please?
Oh, no, I was just thinking to myself. I just thought... Is there going to come a point where social media becomes a who in itself?
Something a bit like, really? We used that?
Yeah. Okay. Like at some point we're going to look really sad for it.
All right. I mean, there's always... I can always give you more work to do if you need.
No, listen, I'm just...
Some more admin. Sorry. Yeah,
if you want, during the show.
It was just something on my mind, which is the point of Twitter, isn't it?
Do you really think that Twitter's going to become a who? Or Facebook? Facebook's, like, there was a thing on the news saying it's only mums and teachers on Facebook now. Mm. That's not necessarily true, but a lot of them have joined.
It'll go full cycle, won't it? I mean, I reckon any day now we're all going to jump back on our MySpace pages and bring that back.
I've already registered my Bebo. So, churches and Leave a Trace coming up, and then we're going to play Innuendo Bingo. Now, I warn you, yes. Dev, it's going to be full force today because we've not played for a month.
Yeah.
And he's gagging for it.
It does, it just sort of banks up, you know, and then, I mean... I'm really up for it today. It's going to be furious.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad I bought a change of clothes then, just in case.
Yeah.
It's nice, gym vibes today, Jim.
Yeah, and also, you know the tie string that you get? This one's sort of a bit knackered, so...
It's all good.
It's almost going to be an wardrobe, anger, this.
Wardrobe malfunction.
It's going to be like when tennis players play tennis and they scream at the same time.
You just need to let it out.
Yeah.
Just one and you'll get it out of your system. All right, so we're doing this next. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website, even on your phone, your tablet, computer. Get to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Joey and Dorset's getting back on his face party.
Hello.
Also, we've got... Actually, do you know what, Dev? We were just saying this. You're quite the hunk at Radio 1 these days. You're okay. Going in a lot of people's baskets
really?
At the moment.
Well,
yes.
Is that good? Because someone texted my show about it the other day and I'd missed the whole get in my basket phenomenon and I wasn't sure if it was good
get
or bad.
Get in my basket.
The whole get in my basket thing. You mean...
You're going straight in my basket.
Yeah. Sarah from Bolton, you're going in her basket.
What's up, Sarah?
And also a guy called Adam from Chichester.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah. Big up the gay fans.
I'm not picky, so...
Oh, no, absolutely not. All right, so Innuendo Bingo time is happening right now with Chris and Dev. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website. Let's do this!
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, lads, it's been a month. So let's make it a wet one.
I'm so pent up for this.
Oh no. Oh God, I look awful on the camera today.
Makeup!
Witness the fitness.
There's absolutely no fitness going on because the camera's from below, so chins.
Yeah, you see, normally Mills insists, it's a bit like on the X Factor, you know they have certain camera angles to make sure they look good and up lighting.
Yeah,
Mills taught me all about that.
All the lighting and always the camera from above. It's the same for when you take a photo. Girls know this.
See, I like it the
never
opposite.
Never go down below.
I like it the opposite way because above it makes my forehead look even bigger and quite shiny. See, look at that. Shiny forehead.
I mean, none of us are vain.
Glare.
Okay, so Radio 1 website is where you can see my massive moon face right now and we're going to play Innuendo Bingo. Water, please.
Right.
Have you got that to do it?
No, I haven't forgot. I was just wondering if the last time we played this game was when you had that massive thing on your head.
Oh, it wasn't.
The bot fly.
No. It wasn't that long ago. Bot fly was like March. Do you remember I had that massive thing on my head?
Yeah.
Bot fly.
It was like the button that turns the chairs on The Voice.
It was. Massive, like the lottery button. And now we're going to a quiz show called 15 to 1 on Channel 4.
Hey.
Now, it was a tough round, but this contestant must feel a real sense of achievement.
Well, it must be nerve-wracking, that last bit, Diana.
Just a bit when you're on your own, yes.
Yes, and the questions are just coming at you. Still, very well done. Beat the boys off.
Love Toxvig.
Yeah, Toxvig there. Sandy Toxvig.
Very well done. Beat the boys off.
Sounds like a tough round, but like I said, what an achievement. Thank you to David and Shaftesbury for that one. Now we're going over to the Formula One on BBC Two. Finishing in pole position is not everything. What? It's funny. Come on.
Come on.
Right, what's wrong with you, Chris? Put them all in your mouth.
All right.
Formula One, BBC Two. Sometimes qualifying second is... Well, you can still have a lovely time.
Vettel actually tried it again last year on Hamilton, but then ended up running off wide at Les Combes. But clearly, the leader is going to sort of suck the guy along from behind.
Tricky.
Talking about the slipstream in racing, of course, there.
The leader is going to sort of suck the guy along from behind.
I've missed this game. Ramsey from Leeds is watching. Adam in Farnborough is listening with girlfriend Jodie in the car. Now we're going to Annika Wright on Radio 2.
All right, Dave. Mm-hmm.
Annika's topic of the day is text mishaps. So it's when texts go wrong. Don't make that a face.
I'm just angry and think of it first.
Okay, before. I am. It's all fine, lads. When texts go... Still on Radio 1, it's fine. Come on. So, Annika's talking about when texts go wrong. Chris!
That's so rubbish!
Stop it! It's Annika Rice, she's a national treasure.
Show some respect, guys.
Yeah, show some respect. Come on. Also, the show's at like 4 a.m, give her a break.
Oh, I'm just making myself very wet.
Okay, so Annika's texting thing is when texts go wrong. Yeah. Annika has done a really bad one herself recently. I'm also quite intrigued by some of the names of her friends.
It's still making me chuckle, and I just wondered if you'd had a text mishap this week. I've been texting my friend Lube for years.
That's not even it.
No. Oh, no, there's more.
Come on.
Oh, man. Okay, what's it?
Water, please.
Oh, it's going to be a new pants job, this. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? Right, let's just commit.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
It's still making me chuckle, and I just wondered if you'd had a text mishap this week. I've been texting my friend Lube for years, apparently calling her Knob, and I've only just found out that. So, you know, it's easy to make a mistake.
Reload.
So we want your text mishaps, and Jenny can't wait to get them. They're laughing on the other side of the glass. Was it the Knob that did it, John? Yeah, John loved the Knob.
And that is excellent. How you do a link.
Excellent.
John loved the Knob.
A masterclass.
Lewis the postie spotted that.
John loved the Knob.
Thank you very much. Okay, water please. And we're going over to Five Live now. And it's the 100 metre final at the Athletics World Championships in Beijing. Listen how excited Darren Campbell is when the fastest man in the world does this.
10 metres from the line, Justin Gatlin started to buckle. His head went, his stride left went. He could feel Usain Bolt coming, and Usain Bolt came.
So into it.
So into it right now.
He could feel Usain Bolt coming, and Usain Bolt came.
Stuart, send that in. Remember, if you spot an innuendo, email it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and it could be on. OK, more water, please. More water. This next one's good.
I'm loving this today.
Next, we're going to Radio 4, and they're at Kew Gardens for Gardener's Question Time. Now, I bet this guy regrets ever asking this question.
Why is this? Well, what is it, first of all, and why is it so special? Why is it so difficult?
So it's, I have my hand fondling, as you say, but gently patting the trunk.
They're, of course, discussing a rare species of tree that they have in Kew Gardens.
So I have my hand fondling, as you say, but gently patting the trunk.
Good for you.
Patting.
The trunk. Water, please. Oh, I love this game.
Why would you fondle a tree?
I don't. All right, don't go into it. Channel 4 now. And it's Phil Spencer up to his old tricks again on Phil Spencer, Secret Agent. Chris, you with us?
Uh-huh.
On this Phil Spencer show, it's Zoe I feel sorry for.
So with Zoe and her mum signed up, it's Action Stations if it's to be ready for open day in 12 days' time. And I'm getting things started by opening up Zoe's entrance and giving it the once-over.
Oh, Dev. Angela Liverpool spotted that one.
And I'm getting things started by opening up Zoe's entrance.
Okay, good.
Giving it the once over.
This is so stupid. Oh, no, I snorted. National radio. Dev's lost it.
Petting.
The trunk.
So I have my hand fondling, as you say, but gently patting the trunk.
Trunk.
Patting. Patting.
More water, please. Now we're going over to... Oh, it's Gardener's World again on BBC Two. More gardening. And they're in the garden where Downton Abbey... the garden where Downton... The garden where Downton Abbey is filmed. Now, I can't see this happening in the next series either.
You've got the lavender as well going around the edge of the garden, so you've got the fragrance. I have to say, I can't imagine Lady Grantham on her knees in the flower beds.
Now we're going over to popular BBC daytime soap, Doctors. Water, please. Now, this patient is leaving her husband and is telling her doctor why. And well, you'd leave him too when you find out why.
I've just had enough.
But what exactly did he do?
He put his dirty paintbrush in my washing up bowl.
Oh, my God!
Imagine that.
He put his dirty paintbrush in my washing up bowl.
Thank you, Rick in Stoke-on-Trent, for that one. And finally... Water, please. Water, please.
These are great.
They're good, aren't they?
But gently patting the
Okay. Finally.
Petting.
It's a classic, petting. Over to the One Show. Now, this lady is more than happy to help if you go into her laundrette.
Well, I like working with these young boys. Yeah. Get a lot of students too.
And do they know what they're doing?
No, not at all. They've never got any soap powder with them and they don't know what hole to put it in, but we help them.
But we help them. Wow.
So I have my hand fondling, as you say, but gently patting the trunk.
Pretend.
Wow. That, ladies and gentlemen, was how you do innuendo bingo. Thank you, Dev.
Cheers.
Awesome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I did just say there is a live lounge every single month in September. Do not inform Greg James. I'm aware of my idiocy and my mistake. Obviously, there are no months in September because September is a month.
Yeah.
Someone just tweeted going, I hate it when people say wrong things on the radio.
All right. But if someone's going to get really beefy about that, I assume they're going to say that, well, there is one month in September. But what you're basically suggesting is there isn't a different month every day.
No, like you, which I did like just say. And I don't think people listen that closely, but they really do. You've got hundreds of messages about it.
But I can't tell if people, like, they must know that you didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
Or do they actually think that you're that stupid?
Yes, I think they do. I think they do. So that was from Eden by Hosier. Sam Smith, Lay Me Down as well. The one that brought a tear to Clara Amfo's eye. Video's up later. We're just saying it's going to be really awkward if she doesn't cry again tomorrow.
Tears on the... yeah.
Because like, well, she's set the bar now.
It's quite rude if she doesn't cry.
After Falls, if she doesn't cry. They're going to be like, all right, well, where's our tears?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Sigala are in the live lounge with Alice Levine on Saturday. I'm interested as to who's going to do the vocals on that track.
Good point. Yep.
Do you think it could be a Jackson tribute act? Who's going to do it?
I haven't thought it through, but yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing that video.
That's a really good point, because if not, it's someone doing an impression, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. Sigala, Easy Love. We'll find out on Saturday. All out, turn the beat up. One, BBC Radio 1's Summer Mix. I saw my mum this weekend. She's like, well, that's it. Summer's off now, Scott. Oh, it's autumn now, Scott. All right, shut up. Don't let anyone tell you. Do not let anyone be the bringer of doom on this, because in my life, in my head, summer is still on. And you can help that by squeezing out the last days of summer and getting the summer mixes in your life. You know some of those mixes that were brilliant, but like you wouldn't ever mix those songs together? They're available on the Radio 1 website, or get them from the BBC iPlayer radio app. Every single summer mix that you heard on Radio 1, download them, and then you can listen whenever you want.
BBC Radio 1's Summer Mix. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Louise in Stockport, having like a solo dance party in her kitchen, smashing the tunes today. And Louise from Surrey has been on, all the Louises, trying to cram in some summer homework, but her cat keeps sitting all over it, like doing everything to stop her from working. That was Taylor Swift. Shake It Off.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
So we think this track of the day is, well, we think it's brilliant, but then it could also be rubbish. But we're not sure. It's a fine line between genius and bobbins.
So what are you saying? Because I've heard this a couple of times now, and I would like to be able to move forward in confidence, knowing whether this is actually incredible or if it's actually a mess.
I'm going to say it is a bit of a mess, but that's what makes it fantastic. I'm using fantastic a lot today. It's my new amazing.
You see, I know it's a very old song, but everyone knows it. But Bohemian Rhapsody was a mess. Right. But... Oh,
that's one of the greatest things you've ever said. Bohemian Rhapsody, let's face it. It was a mess.
Okay.
Wow.
But it is a classic, right? Yeah. And everyone loves it.
So this is the first single from the new Macklemore album. It features Ryan Lewis and literally a cast of thousands of rappers, including people like Kool Moe Dee and Grandmaster Caz and Eric Nally and Melly Mel. And Will, even if it doesn't go down as one of the best songs of all time, will definitely go down as one of the best songs about mopeds of all time.
And tiramisu.
And tiramisu.
But can we come to a decision today so I know which way to move forward? And I think you feel the same as that,
yeah,
right?
I think it's a smash. It's Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with Downtown.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
That is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis and Downtown. Rachel says, it sounds like Uptown Funk's brother. How can you compare Downtown to one of the greatest Queen songs ever?
I'm getting a load of tweets like this.
From Jess in Shropshire.
I'm not. Well, I kind of am. What I'm saying, the Queen song is amazing, right? I love it.
But a mess.
But I'm saying when it first came out, people must have thought, well, this is a bit random. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was all over the place. And that's what I think with this is I'm not saying it's going to be as big as Bohemian Rhapsody.
No.
But what I'm saying is it is... This Macklemore song is a mess, but I think I like it.
Someone says Uptown Funk's younger, less attractive brother. Helena stuck on the M1. This is the most random thing I've ever heard. Yet, at the same time, it's genius.
Yeah.
And some people are saying that it is definitely the greatest song about vehicles of all time. That's Downtown. Radio 1's track of the day. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
It's Jem.
Hey, Jem, where are you today?
I'm in Milton Keynes.
How can I help you?
I have a show and tell for you.
Oh, an unexpected show and tell.
Uh-huh.
would you like a horn?
Yes, please.
Hang on. Need to find the show and tell horn. It's been a while.
I thought for a second there you were going to say it had gone rusty or something, but but no, it's fine.
No. My trombone is still in place.
No, good.
So what have you got to show the class today and we can all enjoy it?
I think I have found the first photo bomb.
Wow, a piece of history.
Yes.
Okay, so what is it?
It's a picture of my grandparents on their honeymoon in 1937, walking along a promenade, being photobombed by a very smiley blonde bloke.
In 1937?
Yes.
This is amazing. Okay, now I've just been shown the picture in front of me. This is excellent.
When did you find this?
I found it a couple of weeks ago. I was at my mum's house and she just had some old photos lying to one side. I think she's looking to put them all in the photo album. So I went through them and spotted that one, which made me chuckle. And it was, yeah, original photo bomb.
Obviously, this is on the radio. So, Gem, if you could just describe what's in the picture for us.
It's my grandparents walking down what looks like a kind of promenade-y type thing. And I think they're holding hands. And just where the gap is between their shoulders is a very smiley blonde man.
Do you remember that thing a while ago where someone thought that they'd found the first ever selfie?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Kim Kardashian was annoyed because she thought she'd invented it. This is the same.
But the guy, for this to be a photo bomb, I'm assuming the guy in the background doesn't know your grandparents. That's the key here.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's the case. I asked my mum, she hasn't got a clue who he is. No idea who he is.
Can you not see this picture, Scott? Have a look at this.
Wow. Look at him. He proper is photobombing, though.
It's definitely a photobomb.
They look like they're having a lovely time there in Margate.
I think they did have a lovely time.
Oh, but also, we're not going to be able to find this guy.
He might have family.
That's true. I tell you what, can we put it on the radio on Twitter?
Yeah.
Long if we find someone that's related to the photobomb guy from the 30s.
But also, amazing if this is actually the first recorded photobomb. This is actually huge, potentially. This is basically an antique. You could be a millionaire off this, maybe. If this is the first ever photobomb, this could make your gran the Kim Kardashian sort of character of the 30s.
I'm sure she'd love that. I'm sure she'd love that if she was still with us.
Aww. What's your family name?
So my grandparents' names were Paula and Nathan Green.
Green. Keeping up with the Greens?
Oh, yeah.
Keeping up with the Greens.
The Greens take Miami.
Here's a question for you, and people will say this because as soon as it goes up on the internet, you'll see loads of comments from people saying it's definitely fake. So we should ask you right now that you're not in this picture.
No, I'm not in that picture. And, I mean, the back of the picture was sort of done as a postcard and stuff. It's definitely original.
Chrissy, also, you'd have to go to a lot of trouble to... I mean, it really looks like they're in the 30s
there. No, but with Photoshop nowadays, all I'm worried is that you might have just put on some sort of old clothing and this is, in fact, your mate in the picture. And you've just superimposed yourselves in front of a picture of old school Margate.
I can assure you that's not the case.
Yeah, but just beware, you will get comments underneath like, oh, fake.
It's blatantly you.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah, whatever.
You know the truth.
Absolutely.
I'll be so disappointed if I find this is a fake, and especially if this goes up on radio on Twitter and all, you'll make us look like right mugs.
Yeah.
Well, if there was some way that I could show you the original, I would.
I know. I believe you.
Yes. Thank you.
It's on the radio on Twitter now, at BBCR1. Follow us if you don't. And thank you, Gem, for getting in touch.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
As expected, some of the replies, now that we've put the picture up on radio on Twitter, are quite magnificent.
Oh, they're amazing. Wayne says, the Greens take Margate, new show defo.
Yeah.
Sam's put a picture up of his granddad being photobombed by a seaman, from what I can see, another sailor. And... And this one, it's definitely, this is from Gary, it's definitely fake. How else would Mrs. Green be wearing Macklemore's coat?
Oh, yeah, it does look like Macklemore's coat. It can't be fake. There's no promenade in Margate. From Ben in Margate. What?
Did we make up that it was Margate or did she say
no, she definitely said Margate.
Myself there.
Look, just enjoy the photo. It's the world's oldest photo bomb as long as we... so far, as we know, from 1937. Just enjoy it. Don't argue with it. Like, just accept it as fact that that is a real picture, okay? So many comments come in. Everyone's got an opinion.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's just you and me, mate, on Real or No Real today. Charlie Slough, last seen in Basingstoke. No one knows what's happened.
Is that where he was last spotted?
Apparently so, yeah. In a club last night. In the club. He's in all the clubs right now. But not on the radio today on One Extra, so not here for Fat Tuesday. It's a shame as well because it's not been Fat Tuesday for, once again, a month now.
Look, we can hang on and enjoy it even more next Tuesday.
I hope so, Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Shout out to Jono from the Unofficial Mills website. Happy birthdays for today. Still on.
And many more.
Right, there's quite a few people talking about this picture on the radio on Twitter at the moment, which is our bare retweets, fam. And it's our listener Jem's grandparents on holiday in 1937, walking along, and a man photobombs them. We think this is the world's oldest photobomb, and no one has said different yet.
Yeah, I've not seen any definite photos that are older than that.
Now, Jen's been back on. A few people are saying, well, she never mentioned Margate. You said it was Margate. And a lot of people are saying, well, it doesn't look like Margate at all. Yeah, but it was 1937. It's probably changed quite a bit. Now, what's happened here is that Jen, in her original email to me, mentioned that it was Margate, but she'd just been back on going, oh, no, it's not Margate at all. They were in, was it Nice, in the south of France? So for all you people going, it's not real, that's not Margate.
Right, but
she said it was, but it's not.
Okay, well, that answers some questions in my head, because I just heard you discussing that with someone here in the studio, and I thought you said Leeds. And I'm looking at the picture
definitely
here thinking...
Leeds.
Blimey, Leeds has changed.
Not Leeds, no. It's Nice in the south of France. So for everyone going, oh, it's not Margate. No, it's not Margate, but the picture is still real.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you missed Innuendo Bingo earlier, you've done a bad thing because it was excellent. It's not been on for a month. It was Chris and Dev, who's on at 4, by the way. Get the podcast after the show if you missed it because it's well worth getting just to see what... Well, why? This clip made them cry with laughter.
Gently petting the trunk.
Doesn't sound that funny now. At the time, hilarious.
Gently petting the trunk.
They couldn't see through their tears.
It was a brilliant innuendo bingo.
Where are you going tonight?
Oh, so tonight I'm going to this awards kind of charity thing that I've been invited to.
Very nice.
If you're a fan of football, it's a really cool night to go for. It's for Nordoff Robbins, which is a charity. But anyway, one of the main awards that there's tonight is honouring David Beckham.
Is he going to be there?
So what I've heard, he is.
Oh, well, this is a problem.
Which for me is just, yeah. I mean, the possibilities are endless. But what I'm planning on doing...
What do you mean the possibilities are endless? That's what's worrying me.
So my big plan is I need to try and meet him.
No, please and don't. You won't be allowed anywhere near him.
Well, I've got a plan for that.
So which my plan, is?
I'm going to outdress him. Do you know what I mean? So when they look around the room... They try and figure out who's sort of, who will get on it, whose table should they put this guy on, that kind of thing.
All right, so you're going to be put on this table because you would have outdressed David Beckham.
So I've put the suit in the dry cleaners.
Sure. Right, really?
Yep. Yeah,
that never
shoes
happens.
And I'm going to tuck my shirt in.
Oh, wow. And then bingo, you'll get to meet him. It's that simple. I don't go anywhere near him, mate. You'll get tasered.
I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow, Mills.
What could go wrong?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I don't want summer to be off. Why is everyone saying it's off? Everyone's really down about it on social media today.
It doesn't have to be, though. That's the thing.
I mean, look at the weather. It's off.
I think there's drips left. Do you know what I mean?
It's September, though.
That was a horrible analogy, but you know what I mean. We just need to squeeze the last bits out.
I don't think it's going to happen now. I think we're done. Another year. Goodbye. Thanks, son. Nice knowing you.
Do you know what I've noticed a lot of people doing on Facebook? Loads of people are now changing their profile pictures. You know before where they were really nice and summery ones?
Yeah.
Pictures of people's legs in front of a scene. Yeah. It's always that. Why? And also, why do you always put a picture of your legs in the photo?
Off of hot dog legs.
It's always a picture of, I mean, it's a lovely scenery. It's a lovely pool.
And then just like what look like sausages.
Always got to have legs in it.
Yeah. Just to prove you were there. Or the people, and you know who you are, the kind of people that that post that topless selfie, cos summer.
Mm.
Time for that to go, I think, now.
People are changing it.
Yeah.
I've noticed a definite change.
Because it's coming up to autumn. So it's not summer scenes anymore. How depressing.
But that's all people's doing. We don't have to do that. If people just stick to their summer pictures for a bit more, it all helps. You're a classic case. Now, throughout the summer, you lashed the suntan cream on.
Yeah. Now, jacket's
on. Look at you, covered up.
I'm thinking of getting out the chunky knits next week. Girls can start letting it all grow out again for another year. It's all absolutely fine. No need to shave now, is there, ladies? Winter's on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sarah in Bingley's been on. She's just like putting all her summer clothes away now, just ready for autumn and winter. However, in 01489 land, Loxheath. Shout out to Loxheath.
How do
Massive.
You know that?
What?
How do you know the area code is?
I'm
is
Mr. Loxheath. 01489.
Oh, you're Mr. 01489.
Do you remember that's for my area?
Oh, when Pitbull did the shout outs for the area codes.
Yeah, I've got a weird, really weird obsession with area codes. 01489 today, South Coast, sunny and warm, 22. But as my mum will tell you,
yeah, but it's actually autumn, isn't it?
No.
Well, it is, though. Like, I think scientifically it is, but you might be right. We might get a few more drops of it. Okay, riddle, no riddle. It's just me and Chris today because Sloth is off.
A competition to name a new leisure centre in Selby was won by a local man who suggested calling it Selby Leisure Centre.
I love things like this. It's like when they do those competitions and you always get like social media brigade just trying to mess them up.
Yeah, or those ones where it's like hashtag ask so-and-so. And it's always those kind of sponsored ones and then people jump on to ask really ridiculous questions.
Or like the time there was a competition where you could win Pitbull to play at your nearest Walmart, if you're in America.
What was it?
And they sent him to the furthest one away possible.
Yeah, didn't they find one in Nebraska
I think it was really far away. So he had to actually go. He did go and do the gig in the furthest away Walmart possible. That's what people do, see, when you get a chance to enter a competition. But did this man, who won the competition to name the new local leisure centre in Selby, was his suggestion Selby Leisure Centre?
I don't know why that's so funny.
It is funny, though. I'm sure there were more imaginative ones, but I'm going to say this is real.
I'm going to go real.
I hope it's real.
That one is real.
Yep. Yes! The name was chosen by a man called Steve, who also won free membership to the leisure centre that he named Selby Leisure Centre. Why is it so funny? And next.
Celebrities will soon be able to avoid unflattering pictures being taken by wearing a new line of anti-paparazzi clothing.
Oh, wow. Rubbish.
Why?
Genuinely, I thought of that idea in the pub last year and I couldn't work out how to make it happen.
What do you mean?
Genuinely, I thought to myself, you know when you take pictures of someone in high viz?
Yeah.
It makes it all really shiny. The pictures don't come out properly often. So I thought to myself, well, hang on a minute, there's clearly a line in this. And I wrote it in my phone. My phone's over there. But I've got this in the notes section of my phone.
Really?
Admittedly, I wrote it in at sort of 1-2 in the morning.
And the idea was anti-pap clothing. So what would it do? Would it just shine so much that the paps wouldn't be able to get a shot, like reflect?
Yeah, but then my mate told me I was an idiot because you can't have celebrities constantly wearing high vids.
Well, that is true.
And also, if you do put people who want to avoid paps in high vis, you are going to attract them as well because they will be wearing high vis.
True. You know? So no more unflattering pictures being taken because of this new line of anti-paparazzi clothing.
Well, would you wear it?
I don't need to wear it. I don't get papped. Job done.
Fair.
I'll tell you who's going to be happy, though. Jamila Jamil. She hates it.
Yeah,
all
course.
The time. Paparazzi, paparazzi.
Exactly. And so she could slip into these clothes
and
they won't see her.
They'll never take a picture again.
So, I mean, unless... I don't know that it is high vis that they've come up with. So maybe someone's created an invisibility cloak. Is that what's going on here? If so, that is
ridiculous.
Incredible.
No, I don't believe this is true. How can you have anti-pap clothing? It's not a thing. It's as I'm saying it's as ridiculous as when your mate told you it was ridiculous at 2 o'clock in the morning. No, real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
No way. Hang on, let's get the details.
Do we know how the clothes work?
Okay, yes, it works by reflecting the flash back at the camera.
Told you.
That's incredible. And you can currently get hoodies, scarves and caps.
But it makes you high vis.
Basically, yeah. You look like a workman. Which is great. But once again, I mean, like, you can only get at the moment hoodies, scarves and caps. And if you're a fashionista, that's not good enough. You can't just wear a hoodie if you're a celebrity. If you're Taylor Swift, you can't wear a hoodie.
Well, so that's not going to stop you being papped, is it?
And next.
Ahead of her Live Lounge performance next week, Demi Lovato is flying to the UK a day early so that she has enough time to visit a carvery.
See, I reckon that, obviously, we have Demi on the show a fair bit. I reckon that she listens and she's heard about us, extolling the wonders of the carvery. And she's like, well, carvery, I want to have one.
I think a lot of famouses like her won't have experienced a carvery meal.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do.
Never been to a brewer's fair?
No. And they don't know the wonders of a bigger plate.
No.
Never
pass through a Toby. Can you imagine that?
It would be the best. And the thing is...
What's a beef eater?
You wouldn't know.
Well, we think it'd be great because, you know, they're used to eating very small amounts of fine food and, you know, what... But genuinely, they would love it.
Yeah. Like, imagine how much it's going to blow her mind when she comes here, goes to the carvery, wherever she's going to go. Good luck in London, because there aren't many. Or if any, I think. And she can go to the salad cart as many times as she wants.
Mm.
In some of them, you can.
Yeah.
Or she'd get a little ticket there.
Or choose which two of her favourite meats she'd like on the plate.
I know. It's going to blow her mind. So I am saying, does Demi Lovato want to visit a carvery? I'm saying, yeah, I think so. Yeah, real.
In a strange move on a Sunday a couple of weeks ago, I went to one of the carveries just because I was in the mood for Yorkshire puddings.
Sure.
Right? And managed to persuade them to give me just a plate of Yorkshire puddings.
How?
They were fine with that.
I told you my recent experience where I went up for more, like I held my hand out and they went, no, not allowed, no more than one trip.
You are to the veg though, aren't you?
Am I wrong with that? Not in my one.
Oh, okay.
No,
well,
one ticket does
going
it all.
To a celebrity one.
It's not a celebrity one. It was off the A4.
So I think, would she change her travel for it? Thing is, the little I know of her, I don't think she would. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, you're smashing this. It is no real, but she is in the Live Lounge with Clara next Wednesday. Maybe we'll get a carvery in for her.
That's a great idea.
And finally, on today's Real or No Real.
Legendary actor Sir Ian McKellen was recently evicted from his flat by Taylor Swift.
So Gandalf gets a knock on the door one day and it's Taylor Swift and her friends. Hello? Not just her, but all of her squad are there. All the Illuminati are at Gandalf's door, and they're like, get out!
Giggy's at the door.
Good, Giggy's there. And the others. Don't know their names. But they're all there, probably in swimwear. And they're like, get out, Gandalf. You are evicted immediately.
And
because we need somewhere to run the Illuminati.
Okay, this is ridiculous. So she's turned up at the door.
Yeah, well, obviously it's quite big because she needs... all those people in it, like for the HQ.
So what we're imagining, Gandalf stood there, wizard's clothing. Shall not pass.
Yeah, and she's like, well, she's with the squad. And she's like, get out now. Because she's got the power, she can do anything, she's Taylor Swift, so she can evict Sir Ian McKellen immediately.
But this Real or No Real says that he got evicted. This can't be real. She surely wouldn't have been able to overrun Gandalf
like that. Yeah. She wants it for HQ, as she can.
So, but also, would that just be... No, why would this happen? She can't have everything. This is what someone needs to tell Taylor Swift. She can't have everything, okay? No.
You're coming out with some great ones today.
I just think sometimes they don't know limits, do they? She's very successful, but but you can't evict Gandalf from his place.
You can.
For that, I think this is no real.
I think this is real. I think she's like, get out.
That one's real.
Oh,
yes,
what?
It is. Told you. So, Sir Ian McKellen had been living in a property owned by her Oh, no, sorry. He'd been living in a property owned by his friend, but then Taylor Swift evicted him when she bought it. So it's kind of fair enough, really. He was just kind of, like, renting there, and then she buys it and has to move out. So it's fair enough.
Sorry, Gandalf.
Yeah. Get out.
And he wasn't tempted to join the squad? That would be amazing on stage. Can you imagine that? You look onto the stage and there's sort of 15 to 20 Swiftie squad members.
Yeah, there's like Selena Gomez, Lena Dunham, Jessica Alba, Gigi Hadid.
All of those, all looking fabulous. And then a wizard.
Yeah, just a wizard at the end. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 30, you got 20. Unlucky Sam.
Rubbish at this. That's why I shouldn't play.
This is absolutely amazing.
Let me see your hands in the air. Let's go.
Wherever you are and whatever you're doing this summer, we'll bring you all the highlights from this year's festival season.
Together!
So far, we've brought you
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend, Norwich.
Boon Erland Park is going off.
The biggest of all weekends.
Glastonbury.
Come on!
Tea in the Park.
This is a place to be.
Lovebox.
Ibiza.
Radio 1 the Ibiza!
And Reading and Leeds, still to come.
Best of all.
The greatest events of the year.
Your summer.
With BBC Radio 1.
All right, so Boris has been on saying, we do have carveries in America. Lovato's probably already been to one. I doubt that somehow, and they won't be the same. Also, with the anti-pap clothing, if they reflect the flash, simply maybe turn the flash off. Job done.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not foolproof, that is it? Completely. Oh, yeah. You can take your own plate to Anna's local carvery in Yorkshire. That's a brilliant idea.
The anti-pap thing as well, going back to that, just put a mask on it. Do you know what I mean?
Just wear a pig mask or something.
There you go. Anti-pap.
Right, so Dev's in for Greg next with another round of wrong-uns and also the 10-minute takeover. You've got Annie Mack tonight from 7 o'clock. Hottest record from Half Moon Run.
No harm done.
And all the best live music from Reading and Leeds. And then BBC Radio 1 and One Extra Stories tonight is at 9 o'clock. And it's Who Makes Rihanna off of films. No, it's not. Who Makes Rihanna, it's called. It's Sarah Jane Crawford discovering, like, the people that shape Rihanna's success. Basically.
Off films?
No, Rihanna the pop star.
Oh.
I just did that to throw you a bit. Imagine if it was a whole hour about Rihanna off of films, though, and what makes her. So, you know, it's like the people who shape her success, because she doesn't do it on her own. There's a whole squad of people behind her that write the songs, that come up with the looks, and they're just kind of investigating that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Tuesday's best bits. We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.